The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case that could invalidate more than 100 death sentences in half a dozen states. The issue is whether the Supreme Court's 2002 decision requiring juries, not judges, to choose between life imprisonment and death applies retroactively. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that juries must make the crucial findings that determine whether capital defendants are eligible for the death penalty. By a 7-2 vote, the court said that the constitutional right to a jury trial puts those life or death decisions in the hands of juries, not judges. The court's ruling came in an Arizona case, but the court did not resolve whether its decision would apply only to future cases or to past cases as well. Today's case, also from Arizona, is expected to answer that question. The defendant, Warren Summerlin, was convicted by a jury of raping and murdering Brenna Bailey, a debt collector who'd gone to Summerlin's house to talk to him about an overdue account. Summerlin bashed in his victim's head, wrapped her in a bedspread, and discarded her partially nude body in the trunk of her car. After the jury's verdict of guilt, the judge, acting under Arizona law, weighed the evidence on whether Summerlin should be executed. He found the crime was particularly heinous, an aggravating factor, and he found there were no mitigating factors, thus sealing Summerlin's fate. But Warren Summerlin's case has become something of a poster child for what can go wrong in a capital case. Summerlin, who was represented at various points by three different public defenders, at first agreed to plead guilty in exchange for avoiding the death penalty. But he later withdrew his plea, and his lawyer withdrew from the case, disclosing that she had become involved in a sexual relationship with the prosecutor. Summerlin was assigned a new lawyer, tried and convicted. At the sentencing, his new lawyer failed to put into evidence any psychiatric testimony, despite the fact that Summerlin had been diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. The defendant fared no better with the judge, who was later removed from the bench and disbarred for repeated use of marijuana. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals found that at the sentencing phase of Summerlin's trial, the judge appeared to be confused, often making unintelligible and perplexing statements. Indeed, the appeals court suggested the judge may have confused Summerlin's case with another death case before him on the same day, a case that incredibly involved a victim with the same last name as the victim in the Summerlin case. None of this may be entirely relevant when the Supreme Court hears arguments today testing whether its decision of 2 years ago will apply to death sentences imposed by judges prior to 2002. In deciding whether its prior decision is binding in past death cases, the justices will face a number of difficult legal questions. Under the court's previous rulings, no criminal law decision is retroactive unless it either affects fundamental rights or announces a new rule that affects the bedrock fairness of a trial. The prosecution contends neither is true here. Arizona Assistant Attorney General John Todd will tell the court today that there is no reason to change the rules retroactively.
The finding that the judge made is supported by the evidence. It is not likely that a jury, if they were to view the same evidence, would come to a different conclusion.
Public defender Ken Murray disagrees.
Group deliberations of the juries rather than a single judge are going to be, in the long run, more accurate within our system.
The Supreme Court, notes Murray, has now said that the Constitution requires juries, not judges, to determine the dividing line between life and death for each capital defendant, and it would be the height of hypocrisy, he contends, to say that the court's new rule does not apply to some defendants because of the accident of when their cases occurred. The High Court's decision in the Summerlin case, expected by summer, will directly affect some 124 death row inmates in Arizona and five other states that prior to 2002 had laws like Arizona's. A ruling in favor of Summerlin could also have repercussions in Florida, Alabama, Indiana, and Delaware, where juries recommend sentences but final decisions rest with a judge. In those states, more than 500 people have been sentenced to death under systems that remain under a cloud of constitutional doubt. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.